I need your relationship advice this morning. 087 711 1038. Open up WhatsApp, send me a voice note with your advice. It doesn't end there. Obviously, I don't just want general advice.
Buy her flowers sometime. Yeah. Always be a good listener.
I want advice on something that
specific.
Is something specific that is happening this week. So me and my beautiful, wonderful girlfriend went to Cork over the weekend. We had a fantastic time.
God, did you just fall in love with her all over again?
All over again.
That's
I love
amazing.
Her more and more every hour. I love her so much. She's so amazing. She's my little baby. I love her so much.
Sorry?
She's my little baby. I love her so much. So we had a great time.
Yeah.
We had a really, really fun time. It was lovely. And she says in the car on the way home.
Because you're in a real love bubble
after
the weekend.
Yeah, love bubble. You're kind of thinking, God, will we just move in together?
Hand on the knee on the way home. Like, I love you so much, sweetie pie.
Holding hands. We're like, don't worry, I don't need to change gear.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll just
we'll
hold
stay
hands.
In seconds the whole way up the motorway.
And she says to me, what are you doing next weekend?
And you say, oh, my sugar pie plum fairy, whatever your heart desires.
I said, I don't think I've any plans. And she says, Grant, do you want to chill out? I say, that sounds good to me.
As in almost my sweetie pie honey boo, like from Friday to Monday morning, mm-hmm. I am in your company and we are slothing together.
Exactly. Sounds like a good plan. We're going to chill out and watch movies and we'll get
I'll
a takeaway
like,
maybe
as a
and
girl,
go for a walk.
It's lovely to have that locked in.
Yeah.
You know, you get home then and you're like, you miss him a little bit after the weekend, but you say, at least now, from Friday to Monday, he's mine and only mine, and there'll be no distractions. It'll just be us together fully for the weekend. It's really good for the mental health.
It
I mean,
is,
to get you through the
course,
week knowing that's coming up.
Yeah. So I said, we'll chill at the weekend. Sounds like a fantastic plan. I get home then to my housemates and they say,
open the door, drop the bag.
Yeah, drop the bag straight in. They go, come here, keep next weekend free because we're going out. I was like, what? She was like, now this sounds weird, but my housemate was like, my mom is coming up and my auntie. Her mom and her auntie are grey crack.
They're from Galway, aren't they?
They're from Galway and they're wild. So they were like, we're going out. They're coming
up. Can I just ask, does her mom and auntie come up, like, just go out with you, like, and stay in the house?
Yeah, kind of. I think they're going,
amazing.
I think they're doing like afternoon tea or something.
But then they're like, oh, let's rip.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Let's go out on the terrace. So that is the their plan. And I was like, oh, crap. I already said to Pippa that I was going to chill with her. But now I've plans,
No. Ooh, already now I find an issue with what you said. But Grant, I won't. I'll reserve my judgment for now.
But I just think that, like, I could chill with Pippa on the Sunday. But Friday and Saturday are kind of for a bender, do you know? So that's my advice. And by the way, 087 711 1038, I'm not looking for abuse. I am not looking for what you think of me. I am looking for the ways I can tell Pippa that this is happening and not, oh, well, you have... I'm not looking like what do I do? Do I go with Pippa or do I go out with my mates? No, I've already decided.
You're ditching Pippa for your housemate's
Pippa.
Ma.
Yeah. Okay, when you say it like that, it's not fair.
Is that what you're saying to me?
It's not fair when you say it like that.
But that's the truth, no? You're ditching Pippa for your housemate's Ma.
Yeah, but
and
like,
auntie.
I would never say that to you. I would just be like, yeah, go ahead. Now, there are the rules. You can't abuse me and you can't try and change my mind. You just have to give me advice on what I should tell Pippa.
To make the situation
better.
So what you're saying is you've made your decision and there's no going back. You are not... What you're saying is you've decided you are not sticking to the agreement you made with your beautiful, lovely girlfriend.
Like, I love her so much, but I'm like, oh yeah, chill. We kind of did that this weekend. And now I kind of want to go out with my mates. It just so happened that my mates made the plan after we decided to chill. And I was like, well...
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So you're looking for how to navigate the situation.
Yeah, navigate.
Telling Pippa. Okay.
Yes. So if you're a navigator, an expert navigator for things like this, then please... voice notice 087 711 1038.
Get your voice notes over. Keep it to voice note because personally I'd like to hear the
anger in your voice.
I'd like to hear the tone that you have to deliver to Dave this morning.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Get in touch. 087 711 1038. Aaron Rowe now at Spin. Rowe, and Please Don't Hate Me. He's from Dublin and he's so talented.
It.
Yeah, he's class.
Unbelievable song. I love that. Alright, I'm in a bit of a dilemma this morning. 087 711 1038. I'm looking for your relationship advice because we had a lovely weekend, myself and my girlfriend, just there just gone. We were in Cork. We spent a lovely weekend together, and then we were on the way home. She said, "What are you doing next weekend?" I said, "No, I've no plans." And she said, "Oh, do you want to just chill out then?" And I was like, "Yeah, that sounds good." And I dropped her.
On such a love buzz after the weekend, away all cozy all weekend, and making plans for next weekend. Lovely.
And then I drop her home, and then I go home to my housemates, and they say, "Hey, don't make any plans. We're going out this weekend, Friday, Saturday. Are you ready?" And I was like, "Oh crap! I already said Pippa, I'd chill with her, but I did, you know, a weekend just there. I could probably go to her and just be like, here, listen, the lads are going out." So
he's already trying to justify his actions.
Now, obviously, it's my housemate's mother is coming up. My housemate's mother is great crack. Mm. That's what, I know it sounds weird that I want to go out with my housemate's mother, but she's great crack and she's bringing the auntie as well. So we'd all go out onto the tear and it'd be a fantastic weekend.
Dave wasn't necessarily asking for your advice of what should he do. He's saying he's made his decision, as in he's going to ditch the Pippa plan and go out with the housemates and the mothers and the aunties.
Yeah, so I'm just looking for help on how I navigate that.
Mm. As you can imagine, people are thrilled with you this morning. Yeah. Denise is standing by. Hello.
Hi, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On the back
Don't
of what you just...
Don't talk to me, Dave. Don't talk.
I'm hoping, Denise, you're about to be D-nice.
No, absolutely not. I'm going to be D-nephew.
Now, tell me this, Denise. You're a bit worried that something might be bubbling this morning. What is it?
Well, do you remember we had a little discussion with Dave a little while ago and he had a little tantrum?
I've thrown many tantrum on this show, Denise.
Well, I expect another one incoming day.
There's another tantrum on the way, based on what she has to say to you.
Go on, Denise.
First come, first served. Who do you love more?
Do you love your housemate's mother more or your girlfriend?
I don't love either more. No, obviously I love... That's a joke. I obviously love my girlfriend a lot more than my housemate's mother. Next question.
Well
aced that question. Next. No, I don't
when
think it's about...
change your mind.
I don't think it's about loving who more. I think it's just about, you know, creating balance in relationships.
Right.
One with my girlfriend.
Look, Dave, you have to live with your girlfriend.
Yeah. And my
husband. And you have to keep her happy. And you've promised her a weekend.
Mm. Yeah.
I know for sure it wouldn't sit well with me anyway, Denise. Thank you very much.
No problem.
We've a long way to go on this morning. I'm sure the tantrum will be here before we wrap up. Thank you.
Thanks,
have
Denise.
A
have a great day.
Bye. Thanks.
Have a great tantrum, Dave.
I will, if no one agrees with me. So, advice, please, on how I can best navigate this. I'm not looking for abuse. Or I'm not looking for what you think. 0877 11 103. Why do you think I should navigate this, you know, whole conversation with, hey, love you and all, but I'm going to go out with the lads?
Mm-hmm. Always sits well with the ladies, I feel that one. 087-711-103, get your voice notes in. Lady Gaga's Abracadabra on Spin. It's 8:42 and after 9 o'clock each and every Tuesday, we bring you Top 10 Tuesday. It's one of our favourite things we do on the show and it's coming very shortly.
First though, I want to talk to you about my relationship. I need some advice from you this morning on 087-711-103. And I'm pretty aware I'm coming across really well for this whole story. But basically, I was I had a lovely weekend with my girlfriend Pippa last weekend. Just there, we went to Cork. On the way home, she was like, "What are you at for this weekend or next weekend?" And I said, "Oh, I'm not doing anything, I'm just chilling." And she said, "Great, do you want to chill together?" And I said, "Yeah, sounds like a plan."
So you kind of locked in a weekend of just being in each other's company, ordering takeaways, watching TV,
watching a movie,
staying together in the same place, cuddle all weekend. Lovely.
Because I had no plans. Then I get home to my own house and my housemates are like, "Keep this weekend free, we're going out." My housemate is like, "My mum is coming up and my auntie," who, by the way, I know that sounds weird, but they're just great crack and we always go out when they come up. And it's a bit of fun. And I was like, "Oh, I didn't know that was happening this weekend. All right, great. So now I need your help navigating that, because I already promised Pippa that I was going to, you know, chill with her for the weekend. But now, that was before I had plans. And also, we had, you know, the weekend last weekend to kind of chill. So maybe I could go over to hers on the Sunday or something like that, because I would like to go out with my friends."
Okay. So you think that
my friend's mother and auntie.
The night with your housemates and the mothers and the aunties is not better than hanging out with your girlfriend then in your head?
No, not at all. But thank you for phrasing that in such a way. No, it's just about balance, I think, in the relationship, you know.
And maybe, in fairness, maybe it's so rare that the mother comes to visit that you're like, that doesn't happen every weekend.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, it just happened.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I'll give you any more than that. Sinead was on.
Be serious. cannot be serious. So this is how you're going to tell Pippa. Hey, Pippa, you know the way I'm the worst boyfriend in the whole wide world?
What?
And I always, like, change plans and let you down. This is another one of those occasions. But this time it's really bad, because I'm going to hang out with my flatmates, Ma and Auntie, for two nights. And then I'm going to give you a Sunday afternoon where I'm going to be really bad company, pretty useless. And that's going to be our chill out Sunday. Hope that works for you. Really, unbelievable.
That's perfect. Hope that works for
you.
Amazing. Send. That's I'd perfect. That was excellently done. Thank you.
Sinead, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
I think just copy Sinead's message and send it over to your own phone and just send it to her as a voice note. That's spot on. Is this going as well as you hoped, Dave?
Really well. Like, it's exactly what I thought would happen. Here's and not that there was a load of lads being like, don't worry, Dave, I have you sorted. This is what you say to the missus. None of that has come in, has it?
Well, here's Justin.
Just don't do it, Dave. Just don't do it. I can tell you now, you're going to open up a Waldorf storm for yourself. Don't do it.
Oh, come on, like.
So that went really well. This person doesn't have a name, so I'm assuming if they don't want to identify themselves, it's going to go really well.
Just a casual saying, a person who is not of their word is not a person worthy of me. So why can't Pippa go out with you? Or why do you have to do Friday and Saturday with them? Because you're going to be useless and annoying on Sunday and probably cranky, so that's not really going to be good time.
Yeah.
And that will lead you into a situation into the following week into the future. So you got a future proof. Can you do Friday and Sunday with Pippa? Or why can't she go out also? Don't be ridic. Okay, bye.
I need to say really quick. Obviously, Pippa is invited. Like, I'm not like being like, I'm going to see you later. Do you know what I mean? She can absolutely come, but I know she wanted to chill. That's why I was like, but like, she's one of it. It's not like I'm like, no, you have to stay at home.
Miss No Name. I just put my legs up my chair and sat back with a smile on my face to say I am enjoying myself this morning would be a bit of
Are you having a good time, Emma?
I'm having a ball. This
come on,
is
there
hilarious.
Has to be one for me. One
All
for
right,
me. Come
here's
on.
Here's Alan.
It's very simple. You got to honour the prior commitment, mate.
God, there's a lot of great lads listening
Sorry,
to the show.
Alan, you're kind of breaking up there. I didn't hear that. It wasn't very clear.
I think a very fair mix there. You heard from two women and two men, and the men are really righteous, good men.
No,
good men.
They just know I'm going to get in trouble.
Did you hear the way this was phrased?
It's very simple. You got to honour the prior commitment, mate.
You got to honour the prior commitment, mate. That's beautiful, I have to say.
Oh, I thought he said mate.
Any more advice for Dave? Is anyone going to give him actual advice?
I just want to go out my housemate's ma.
Sam Fender and the treadmill on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. I think that's pretty perfect for Dave this morning because he is starting to sweat.
And I don't understand people not being on my side in this. This is crazy. This is not what I was expecting at all. All right, here's the story if you've just tuned in, okay? I had a lovely weekend with my girlfriend last weekend. We were on the way home from Cork and she said, what are you doing next weekend? Wanting to continue the love.
Oh, of course.
And I said, nothing, I'm just chilling. She said, great, do you want to chill together? I said, sounds like a plan to me.
And when you say chill together, that means being in each other's company from Friday through Monday morning, isn't the whole weekend just together in each other's little bubble.
I walk home, or go home, and then I walk into the house and my housemate says, make sure I keep this weekend free because my mom and my auntie are coming up and we're all going out. And I was like, whenever my housemate's mom and auntie come up, it's always a bit of crack. So I have to do that.
Wild women from Galway.
Yeah, but I said I'd already hang out with Pippa and chill with her. But I was just like, but that was before I had plans. I mean, so now I have plans. And I was just like, why can't we just, I'll just go and do that instead and I'll chill with her the next weekend or I'll chill with her on the Sunday or something like that.
Dave seems to have his mind made up on this one in terms of he is going ahead with this plan to ditch off Pippa and go out with.
But I'm not ditching her. She can come if she wants.
Right.
I will invite her.
But basically, what he was looking for was advice on how to kind of say this to Pippa or deal with this with Pippa as to not totally be in the dark.
Yeah, I'm not looking for advice on what to do. I already know what I'm doing. I'm going out with my housemate and my housemate's ma.
Maria was on.
Best way to convince Pippa to go with you is just to be like, oh my God, my housemate's mom can't wait to meet you. He told her all about you and she loves you already. You have to come near.
Who is this person?
Maria.
Maria, fantastic. Love it.
That's
brilliant.
He's actually literally writing that down. He's taking notes. Okay, very good. This is Maria then.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
So my thoughts is I actually think Pippa sounds really pretty sound and will be fine about it. She might actually be glad and make other plans for herself and go, yeah, grand, go on ahead, no bother. Probably in the long run, she may sting you and remind you about that weekend and have an IOU. But at the same time, I think she's good crack. She'll completely get it and go, yeah, bells away, no bother. So I think you're going to be fine.
I'm wow, afraid you don't know Pippa at all. Not good crack. She's not nice. No, she's literally, you know what, Mairead, that's probably exactly what will happen. I'm fine with an IOU. I'm absolutely fine with an IOU. Okay. That sounds grand to me.
Here's Ian then. Oh no, sorry. It's Carl is next. Sorry, this is Carl.
Dave, you are caught between a rock and a hard place there, pal. I don't envy it. But the only way out of this is to pitch it to the missus that there's a fantastic weekend out planned with some lunatic people that you would really like to go on, and maybe she should come with you and meet these people and have a laugh. Yes. Unfortunately for you, and Emma will correct me here if I'm wrong, but if you make plans with your missus, those plans take priority over any plans that are made after the fact. So the only way out of it is bring her with you.
I'm happy, absolutely very, very happy to bring Pippa. It's just because she thought we were going to chill, so that she has that in her head now. Yeah. And if I say, will you come out with me? She'd be like, well, I thought we were going to chill. So I'm trying to navigate that.
Yeah. Well, I think great advice. And I think once you've, Carla hit the nail on the head, once the plan is made with the missus, it is literally like an ohm stone. It's carved into the old ancient rock.
I'm still going to try to get out of it though.
Christ on a bike, help me out here. Here's David Guetta and Sia. You're on Spin. David Guetta with Sia on Spin.
All right. Need your advice this morning. I want to go out with my housemates this weekend, but I already said before we planned that I'd chill with my girlfriend Pippa. How do I navigate telling Pippa that I want to go out with the housemates instead? 0877111038.
Lots of advice coming in this morning. This from Ian.
I think it's quite obvious, Dave. Just, you know, honesty. Just be honest. Like, hi Pippa, I'm a pathetic little man who will throw a tantrum if I don't get my own way.
Can we please stop having Ian on the show? Ian is on the show every month or so. He only texts in when he wants to abuse me.
When he wants to call you a pathetic little man. A few weeks ago, you were trying to figure out how to, when you're going on holidays, get a room to yourself and leave your sister share a room with your brother.
Yeah.
And Ian had this to say a few weeks ago.
The best excuse is probably honesty.
Yeah.
Hi sis, I'm a pathetic little man who will throw a tantrum unless you give me the room. See how that works for you.
Ian, that's great.
Just straight up barred, Ian.
No, Ian, you're welcome here anytime.
You're barred.
Send this to Pippa.
Yeah, I think it's quite obvious, Dave. Just, you know, honesty. Just be honest. Like, hi, Pippa. I'm a pathetic little man who will throw a tantrum if I don't get my own way.
It's the beforehand where he kind of leads you with some false pretense. You're like, well, this is what you do, Dave. You're pathetic. Thanks, Ian.
Ian, I want to hear from
Always good to talk to you.
Every morning.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
I think it's fair to say you're none the wiser on the back of that. Yeah,
what do I do now?
I still don't know. It's coming up. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.